Thank you. I have one in the freezer still. That's another story. Thanks for having me. McKee's Rock's mother. I just don't understand this at all. She didn't show a sign that something was wrong. The neighbors lamented. She parked her car in the middle of the Homestead Grays Bridge, leaving her three kids, ages 1 to 9, in the June humidity, blocking traffic in the right lane. Walked slowly up to the railing, then jumped into the Monongahela River. She was always really good with her kids and always taking care of them. She was dedicated to her kids, others in her neighborhood recalled. The one-year-old was born prematurely. She stuck close to her children, especially through the many hospital visits, said another neighbor that last saw the mother of three 2 days before her death. She seemed tired and like she had been up all night with the baby. She had her troubles. I know she was suffering, and she had bills like everyone else. I feel like back into court. I like to bring the mood real down, you know. My husband slams everything. The light wooden cabinet doors in the kitchen, the already cracked and splintered front door, my daughter's small bedroom door, and it sticks. Frame pictures fall off the pink wall and shatter. Slams endless cans of cheap Hams beer, then crams crushed cans into the overflowing recycling bin, and I want to kill him. Slams the unplugged fan into the plaster wall, creating a crater the size of a small globe. Displayed behind the fan, and my four-year-old calls my husband a big baby man. It's okay to be jealous of your slimmer, richer suburban sister-in-law. She married the brother that can replace the knob and tube wiring, making more than double the double chin bare bellied brother you married. Your sister-in-law can enjoy recreational hobbies because she hasn't had to work in 7 years. She has become a non-practicing Reiki healer because she is just more sensitive than most people and more intuitive about what others are thinking. But she doesn't see you at all. You don't count. Her cat-like light, crystal blue eyes, so deep yet hollow, open in shock a little too much when you speak about the Nasty Women anthology you're editing. She always says, "You're too intense," or "I'm so overwhelmed." But she doesn't see you on the other side of the Liberty Bridge, emailing your online students in between the worst back contraction, labor contractions, to let them know you will be MIA for a couple days giving birth. No one cares, because you are going on 10 years of adjuncting and 3 days postpartum. A student emails you in all caps, "When are you going to grade my essay already?" You are as disposable as the first pair of mesh underwear the nurse will help you step into with blood streaming down your thighs after giving birth to your son. Instead, your sister-in-law leaves your text questions hanging, like the severed head of the plastic wrapper that hangs like a flag from your daughter's red freeze pop you have failed to remove. Just a little angry. On the adjunct vein, I am an adjunct in the summer asking everyone for money in one way or another. Epigraph. You know the funny thing? I don't get along with rich people. I get along with the middle class and the poor people better than I get along with the rich people. Donald Trump. I tell my sister I am behind on my mortgage, and she responds, "I'm concerned you're making bad financial decisions." I tell her she is right. I am. I hope that she never has to live less than paycheck to paycheck, that she doesn't have to work 14 hours a day clean strangers' dirty toilets in the summer, take $11 out of her four-year-old's cowboy print wallet for milk and eggs, pay her electricity and water turned back, to have her water and electricity turned back on with nearly maxed out high interest rate credit cards. I hope that she never drives around hoping someone would just crash into her so she could die. That she doesn't vividly imagine ways to kill her loudly snoring, sleeping husband in order to collect life insurance. And how is he able to sleep? Okay, Kayla just edited this one for me, so she ripped it in like to more than one poem. So here's the other poem, but that was a part of it, but she helps me edit. She's ruthless, it's great. Okay, my aunt texts, "How's my favorite niece?" I respond honestly, as you might be able to tell. Do. I'm not well. I'm working four jobs, cleaning strangers' homes, and broke an expensive shark vacuum because I wasn't paying any attention to what I sucked up. Fractured my wrist falling from someone's bed while trying to wipe the dusty ceiling fan blades, and I won't go to the ER and deal with copays. It is Wednesday, and I haven't seen two out of three of my kids since Sunday. They are asleep in their small rooms when I get home and when I leave for work. The baby cries while I try to sleep a few times a night. He wants to nurse and hold me. The gawkers behind me at the checkout line look at my three kids as I weed through my cart, secretly tucking necessities on top of the cooler because I can't spend more than $30. They tell me to enjoy them while they are young because they grow up so fast, and I throw up inside my mouth. Here's another Kayla edit. Just kidding. Truth tonight. Tonight, my older brothers and I will write poems about our dead grandma. This is the problem with three out of four sibling poets. But they will portray her as a Moloch, angel. And I will tell you the truth. She is not looking down on us, smiling. No, stop lying. She is judging us, making fun of our double chins, bulbous bellies and butts, black fedora that is too small on a big sweaty head, too hot for this southern Florida heat at the end of September. Okay, and this is my last poem. It also, it's called Evidence and it has an epigraph. I do stand with women. But we need to show evidence. I support the women, and they need to be heard. We need to support them, and, you know, also men, not just women. Melania Trump, October 2018. I've started a series of using them as epigraph because it's too much. Okay. I stop going to synagogue, dye my hair dark brown, almost black. And it looks terrible against my pale, blotchy adolescent skin. I left the dye on too long, my scalp inflamed, and forget combing it. I'm not yet a feminist. It is still a dirty word at 15. I blame myself. I told no one. Instead, I sat on the hard carpeted davening room floor of my yeshiva with my metallic blue Doc Martens untied, wearing headphones because I couldn't handle the sound of their voice asking, "Are you okay?" Now I am posting feminist articles on Facebook and relatives call me a liberal crybaby. Tell me to shut up. I want to scream. What have idiots done? I can't turn this off or return to silence. I have seen the ugly white, the monsters. My mother wants to know why I'm taking a Trump win so personally. I tell her it's a trigger, that this pussy can't stop, that it can only grab back. Thank you.